This episode is brought to you by MediCells Aesthetics. As the saying goes, invest in your skin, it's going to represent you for a very long time. One facial won't fix all your skin issues. The same goes with that one gym session with a personal trainer won't give you your dream body. If you want to see results, it takes more than just washing your face. Well, let's wave goodbye to enlarged pores, acne, and all signs of aging, and say hello to flawless skin. Well, MediCells Aesthetics is founded in 2015, and they are Singapore's leading aesthetic center committed to improving your skin health in the most effective and efficient way. Their cosmeceutical products are formulated in USA in consultation with dermatologists and made in Singapore after meticulous rounds of research and testing. They only use research-backed, top-notch ingredients which have been tested on different skin types over a period of time. All their products are free of alcohol, steroids, parabens, cruelty-free, free of harsh chemicals, high in concentration, carefully chosen for potency, and suits all skin types. So now, what are you waiting for? You guys can go to www.medicells.com and get them now. Hi everyone, this is Rayson here and host of your podcast, The Regsy Show, and just want to ask you guys a quick question before we start the whole podcast running, and that is, where do you go when you're trying to find a book, or a dress, or a new set of tools? Answer is simple: Amazon. As we all know, being an Amazon FBA seller can be very lucrative. There are examples of sellers that are making thousands of dollars every month selling their products on Amazon. And if you guys are thinking of selling your products on Amazon and getting every month thousands of dollars, then Sell and I have your back. Well, today we've invited an extraordinary Amazon FBA seller, and his name is none other than Sulaiman Habibi. He is a seven-figure digital entrepreneur, influencer, coach, and Amazon FBA seller. And to this day, Sel has made $2 million in revenue selling on Amazon. Both Sel and his partner, Jack, found the FBA Growth University, an e-learning platform for people all around the world to learn about starting their own Amazon FBA stores. They've successfully helped hundreds of people launch on Amazon. People like Gerard Adams, people like Alex Morton, Derek Struggle. All these amazing people have actually been through their FBA university and learned a lot of stuff, and they and their students today have even surpassed the records they once held selling on Amazon. Well, without further ado, let's welcome Sel into the podcast. Woohoo! All right.
Hey everyone, thanks for the great introduction, Ray. Really excited to share with your audience how to start an Amazon business and hopefully give you guys like some insider information on how to do it the right way, because you probably hear about it a lot, but there's a lot of, you know, misconceptions and a lot of things that people do, which are easily like mistakes you can avoid if you actually hear it from the right person. So hopefully I can clear that up.
All right, true. And I agree with you that, you know, there are definitely people who are the black sheep of the community who just want to earn money. So they are teaching basic stuff, and then after that, you know, they are giving some other false information about Amazon FBA and making people, you know, hating that not just that method of selling, but also the community as well, because of all these black sheeps, which we're going to talk a lot about it later on. And I'd like to ask you, right, because not many people in Singapore would know you, so can you share with the audience a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so about 5 years ago, I decided I want to get into entrepreneurship. So before this, I had never started a business before, and I was working regular jobs. I was working at the gym. I was working at a vitamin store. I was working at the restaurant. Any job, you know, you can get, I was working just to make money. And I realized if I really want to drive the nice cars, go on vacations and, you know, buy a big house, if I want to do all those things, the job will never, ever be able to do it. Like, I don't mean to say like, you know, it'll take a while. I mean, never. Like the lifestyle that I want, it's like 100% a fact. A regular job could never provide it to me because it would take me 20 years just to be able to afford the car that I want. So that's when I realized, okay, well, it's not going to work having a job, so I have to start a business. So I decided to try businesses on the internet. There's affiliate marketing, there's drop shipping, there's Amazon. There's a lot of things you can do to make money online. So I tried a lot of things and I failed back to back to back to back. I failed multiple businesses. And then it wasn't until I met my mentor who actually taught me Amazon FBA, how to do it the right way. So he taught me how to do Amazon FBA. You actually named him. His name's Derek Struggle. So those were actually people that I've worked with that have helped me some way in my life. And Derek is one of those people who helped me start my own Amazon business. So I worked with him very closely, one-on-one. He taught me how to do everything. And that was about 3.5 years ago. So we started our journey 3.5 years ago. And ever since then, I haven't worked a job. I haven't had to go back to anything, you know, that I used to do in the past. Like since that day, actually, my entire life just changed and went uphill until now where I'm selling on Amazon. It's been a few years now, and I'm helping a lot of people do the same thing.
Okay, cool. Wow, that's nice. Oh, man, I mean, like you being gym instructor or working in the gym and then also at the same time working as, I remember reading your profiles, you were actually driving Uber as well to make a living. And then after that, you found this guy and boom, your life has changed. And man, Sal, before we dive into the main focus of our interview, we would love to get to know you a bit better. So can you tell us a bit about your backstory on how did you actually become this seven-figure digital entrepreneur? I mean, I know that you actually became this through Amazon, but can you tell us a little bit more about the details on how you become that?
Yeah, I think if you want to make a lot of money, like I made millions of dollars selling on Amazon. It's not it's not like directly credited just to Amazon. Amazon FBA is just like my vehicle of making money. It's just the way I bring in the income. But how I was able to actually do that, it could have been any business. I would have become successful with it because of the things that I did. So what I did to actually become successful on Amazon was all the personal development that I went through. And it's funny and also a little bit frustrating to see, especially today on social media. You know, a lot of people, they talk shit about the gurus and the personal development. And there's even, you know, funny TikToks that are out there where the guy is like, wake up at 4 and start an LLC and use that LLC to buy a home and use the home to buy this. And it's like, they're making a mockery of it. But every single successful person I know, every single one, not two or three, every single successful person I know, they all had to go through personal development, whether it was reading books, watching podcasts, hiring a mentor like I did, like one-on-one mentorship, whatever it was, we all did these things because you don't just grow up, go to high school, and then boom, you're a billionaire. Like it doesn't work that way. You go to school, you go to college, and then you realize, hey, I'm not going to get rich going to college. I want to start a business. And when you decide to start a business, you quickly realize, hey, I have no idea how the hell I'm going to do this. Like nobody taught me about any of these things. So I had to learn all the personal development, which was number one, how to set goals. Every successful person I know, they have huge goals. And everybody that I know that's not happy with their life, every single one of them, they have no goals. They have like hopes and wishes. I hope one day I'm a millionaire and I hope one day I have a Lamborghini, and it's all like hopes and wishes, right? But no one's actually setting goals. So I had to do that. That was like the biggest thing for me was, hey, what do I want in my life? And when I really thought about what I wanted, then I was able to make a plan to obtain that. So it was, I want to make $25,000 per month. And why do I want to do that? Well, I can travel the world. I can have my dream car. I can retire my dad. Like, I can do all these things with the money. Okay, so that's the amount of money I want. Those are the things that I can get with the money. It makes me feel amazing. I'm happy now. I'm excited. Okay, now how am I going to do it? Oh, it's through Amazon. So Amazon was just the vehicle, but it could have been affiliate marketing. I would have made a lot of money. It could have been YouTube. Yep. I would have made a lot of money. It could have been any business, but because I was able to develop myself, the rest just kind of came. And that's what I think everybody needs to work on, is setting your goal and really thinking about what you want and committing to that. And when you do that, you can do any business that's out there. You'll become successful because you have a goal, and no matter what, you're going to make it happen.
Yep, I agree, man. I mean, like, goal setting is what a lot of high achievers have been doing, and they have been planning. It's not just a New Year's resolution, but also at the same time, it's a goal that they always wanted to achieve in their whole entire life. And they are slowly enjoying the process, like what Gary Vee always says, you know, hustle, the grind, and then after that, you got to enjoy the process and go and get it. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep, I agree. And I want to ask you, right, you know, I read about your profile saying that, you know, your environment is something that has played a huge role in your life, in a sense, right? So can you tell us a bit more on how has the environment played a huge role in your life during bad times?
Yeah, the easiest way to explain this is I just posted about living in Dubai because somebody asked me why I moved. So if I just explain it in the easiest way, let's put a random 25-year-old guy, right? Random 25-year-old, random guy. Let's put him in Dubai and let him live there for 3 years. Let's take the same guy, the same exact person, and put him in California for 3 years. The one in Dubai, I guarantee you, will become 50 times more successful. He'll become 50 times more disciplined. He'll become 50 times more healthy, more fit, more educated, everything, because of the environment that he's in. Everyone that I met in Dubai, they're entrepreneurs. They have goals. They're trying to do the craziest things in the world. Like, if you look at Dubai, they have the tallest building in the world. They have the highest infinity pool. They have the biggest malls. They have the fastest cars. Whatever you could think of that you're like, that's impossible. They have underwater restaurants. Like, I went and had dinner under the water. Uh-huh. So the fastest roller coasters, there's a Ferrari roller coaster in Dubai. Like, the craziest thing in the world, they're all in Dubai. Now, how did all that happen? The people that are there, they thought about it and then they made it. So when you go there, you're around all of this high energy, big ambitions, right? Well, what are you going to do? You're going to end up becoming a high ambitious person. Now, put that same guy in California and the Bay Area where I'm from. No one around me was doing anything big. No one around me had any big goals. Everybody wanted to go to college and get a job. And the biggest like accomplishment for people where I grew up, it was, oh my God, I got accepted to San Jose State University. Oh my God, congratulations. Let's throw a party for the guy. Like,
yeah,
you memorized some tests, you got some good grades, you got into college. That's the biggest success that everybody's going to talk about. Like, that's the biggest thing I had to look forward to was, if I get into this school, like, oh my God, my life has changed so much. And it's funny because that's exactly who I was. I was a 25-year-old. I was living in the Bay Area and I had accomplished nothing because the biggest goal I had was, if I get into this university, my life will change. And when I finally got to the university, I did it, right? I got to the university. And then I realized, hey, what the hell happens after this? No one actually thought about that. They're going to go get a job. They're going to hate the job. They're going to make $60,000 a year, pay taxes, and they're going to complain about the rich people. Tax the rich. I don't like the rich people. Well, that's exactly what happens in that environment. So I was the one who moved to Dubai and I realized, wait, making $60,000 a year, that's nothing. You can make that in a week. You can make that in a day. but I was never able to imagine that because no one was doing it. So that's why I think environment is so big, because who you are around, that's going to literally shape you. The other easy way to put it, if you take that same guy and put him around five people that are overweight and he lives with them, and then put him in a house with five people that are bodybuilders, guess what's going to happen? Exactly. So
exactly. True. Wow. Nice. And just wondering, how about your when you're younger? I mean, I read that you're not from middle income. You are actually from a low income family, right? How has that, you know, being from a low income family strive you to even more, spur you to even more to want to earn more money than your dad? Because I believe your dad was the sole provider, breadwinner for your family, right?
Yeah, my growing up, we were like super low income, to the point where I remember going to wait in line at the food shelter where they give free food. I was waiting in line with my mom every day because we would get a loaf of bread for free or a gallon of milk for free, because going to the store and paying $3 for a loaf of bread, that was a lot of money for us. So I grew up that poor, and that was only in the beginning when I was a kid. And then as I got a little older, my dad's business got a little better. We moved on to a new house, a bigger house. You know, we had a beat up old car that barely worked. And as I grew up, my dad also became better and better and better. And he kept working so hard that when I got to high school, I was the first guy in my whole high school that had a car at 16 years old. And it was it was an M3. So it wasn't even a regular car. So I went from like the poorest kid, low income, we're literally getting free food from the government, to I'm the first guy to get a car. And that helped me a lot in life, because my dad did that, literally. It wasn't me. My dad did it. And how did he do it? It was through the same thing. He had this goal of, I have four kids, I need to provide for them. I don't have an education in America, I don't speak the language, I'm an immigrant. You know, he had everything stacked against him. The complete opposite of most of us, right? Me, I had everything good for me. I was born in America. I had everything handed to me. You know, my life wasn't hard. My dad's life, it was the hardest life I could imagine. He had to run away from the war. And look what he did. He created his dream life with his kids, gave us everything. So growing up, seeing how much he's like able to, you know, accomplish, that just motivated me more, that if he could do that without speaking English and he had to learn the language, like I'm a piece of shit if I can't do better than that. So I have to work 10 times harder than my dad now, because my life was easy growing up. So.
Oh, nice. And I noticed that he has been flipping items. Yeah. He's been buying items and then flipping garage sales kind of thing. And that's how he actually earned the money to actually, you know, provide for you guys as well.
Well, yeah, he does what Gary Vee says, flipping. That's what he does. But it's his full-time job. It's not a side hustle. And he does that still today, even though I told him, hey, I can retire you. I can, you know, I can give you $10,000 a month, just, you know, retire. He's like, no, what the hell am I going to do all day? I don't want to sit at home. So he doesn't even take my money, because he's like, I'm good. I'm happy. I don't want your money. I'm just going to go work because I like my life.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, once you're used to such a life that has given you much success and money, then I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want to give it up just to retire for the sake of retiring. Yeah. Okay. Cool. And Sal, I believe, right, you know, while you're building your business up, especially Amazon FBA, you would have met some failures because of some mistakes that you've made. So can you tell us, do you have a favorite failure of yours, and how has that failure or apparent failure set you up for later success?
Yeah, the first product I launched was my biggest failure. And it's really funny to talk about this, because number one, my mentor cost $10,000. So that was just to pay the guy to teach me. I paid him $10,000, and I barely had any money. So I had to borrow money from my friend to get $10,000 total to give it to him so he can teach me Amazon. And then I had to drive for Uber to save more money to pay for my first product, which cost about $4,000. So in total, I was already invested about $14,000. And my my thought was, when I launch, I'm going to be like him. He had a Lamborghini. He had a house on the hill. He was only like 24 years old, 25 years old. So he was my age. So I was like, this guy is my age and he has millions of dollars. He's driving a Lamborghini. He had the new Tesla when it just came out. Like, oh my God, I want to be just like him. So when I launched, I expected all of that. I know it's stupid to think that, you know, it's that quick, but I was like thinking that's going to happen. And my first month, we only made $800. And it was terrible. I was like, what the hell happened? Like, maybe everybody was right. Maybe my parents were right. Everybody told me that this was stupid. For like a second, that's the thoughts that came to my mind. And then because I did all the personal development, again, this is why it's so important to do this. Because I did all the personal development, I didn't quit. I didn't just, you know, throw in the towel and say, everybody was right. Amazon is stupid. It doesn't work. That's what everyone else does. Instead, because I was prepared, I was like, oh, okay, I only did 800. Well, what's next month going to do? How can I improve, right? Next month, we did 5,000. The month after, we did 25,000, which was more than anyone that I know ever made in a month growing up, right? So I went from this guy who's driving for Uber. Everyone's doubting me, saying, you wasted your money. Amazon's not going to work. It's too late. All my friends, right? And then my third month, 25,000.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Wow. Nice. I mean, like, there must be something that you did that helped you to grow to that $25,000, which we will be talking about it later on as well. And I would like to ask you, right, you know, while you're building this Amazon FBA up, that mentor that you met, did he recommend you books to read? Or did you actually started off reading before you asked him to mentor you?
No, I never liked to read before. I hated reading. I only read in school when we were forced. Like, if I had to write an essay, then I would go on, you know, those little websites where they like summarize the book for you. So I would cheat.
Yep.
I wouldn't read the book. I would just cheat and like read the summary, and then I would write the essay. Or I remember I would even pay people on Fiverr. I would hire people on Fiverr to write my essay for me. So I hated reading, right? And then I meet this guy, I pay him $10,000 to teach me Amazon, and I'm excited. I want to learn how to sell, right? And the first thing he says is, you have to read this book. It's called Think and Grow Rich. And I'm like, dude, I paid you $10,000 and you're telling me to read a book. I don't want to read the book. Like, teach me how to make money. He's like, no, you got to read this book and you have to summarize the book to me when you're done. So I said, okay, fine. I'll listen to you. I'll read it. I read it in 3 days. And I didn't fully like comprehend what it was saying, right? And I told him, hey, Derek, I'm done reading it. Let's move on. He's like, okay, good. Now read it again. And this time, take notes on every single chapter. And then when you come to my house, I'm going to look at all your notes and I'm going to make sure that you read this book. So I read it again. And that second time that I read that book, I would say half of my success has because of that book. That book literally changed my entire life because... Well, inside that book in chapter 2 or 3, it gives you a formula of how to write down a goal with a time and how to write it, you know, in a specific way where you can manifest this goal into reality. And I followed the formula. I wrote down my goal and it says, take that goal and put it in your wallet. And everywhere you go all day, wherever you go out of your house, in your house, keep that goal on a piece of paper in your pocket. And what's going to happen is every time you touch your wallet or you touch your pocket, mentally, you're going to think about the goal, because even though you're not reading the paper, in your mind, in your subconscious mind, you're always going to remember there's a little note in my pocket that has the goal. And my goal was to make $25,000 per month. So every time I touch my pocket, I remembered $25,000 per month, $25,000 per month. And I just kept remembering that. And like I said, this is the stuff people laugh at. They're like, oh, it's guru, personal development, scam. You know, hey, it literally changed my life. If all day you're thinking about your goal, what's going to happen? You're going to make your goal.
Right. You're going to execute on your goal.
Wow. That was the book. He told me to read it. And I had to, okay. I read it now every, at least 3-4 times a year. I read it now.
Oh, damn. Okay. Wow. Okay. So for those of you who are bookworms and you have not read this book, go to Amazon or anywhere, go and check it out. Check out Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's really an amazing book. And are there any other books that have greatly influenced your life?
Yeah, that would be the main book. And then the other book I decided to read on my own. This one is more for those of you that really need like a push with motivation. It's called The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma.
Oh,
and yeah. Again, it's another one of those things that people laugh at. Wake up at 5 a.m., right? It's funny. Only the gurus tell you they're trying to scam you. Well, this guy that wrote the book, he was a monk. He was super successful. He had a Ferrari. Yep. He sold the Ferrari. He wrote a book called The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. And
yes.
Then he wrote the book, The 5 a.m. Club. Yeah. And I read that book while I was starting my journey. I picked it up from the bookstore. And I was still broke. I had no money. And I read that book. And that's what made me change my habits of wake up at 5, meditate, journal, work out in the morning, all the things that I never did. And I started doing those things, and that's what helped me, you know, become an entrepreneur that's able to have success.
Nice. Wow. Okay. Awesome. So for those of you who are tuning in, you can also check out The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. It's really fantastic book. Teaches you a lot about habits and how do successful people, you know, actually wake up at 5 a.m. and get their goals and get their shit done.
Wow. Did you read that book too, Ray?
Yeah, I did. I didn't read the full book. I was like you. I mean, like I went through the summary of it. So yeah, it's really amazing. But I've read the full book of The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. That was one of the most impactful books I've ever read. It's really good.
Robin Sharma is amazing. Yeah. And it's a huge difference between Think and Grow Rich and The 5 a.m. Club. Because The 5 a.m. Club, it's an interesting story. It's not like, just like a lecture. It's like an actual funny, it's going to make you laugh. It's going to make you cry. It's going to make you, you know, jump up excited from the bed. Like, it's a really thrilling book. That's another one. I read it at least once a year now. I just love the book.
Oh, awesome. Then have you met Robin himself yet?
I haven't. When I lived in Dubai, I really didn't go to any events like networking events and entrepreneur events. I didn't go to anything like that. And then now that I'm back, I know that in America they do a lot of events like this. So
Oh wow, okay. Well, hopefully you can get to meet him in person and, you know, get to share your story with him, and who knows? You might be able to collaborate with him or something like that. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know, like I actually saw this early in the morning through your IG story that there's one guy or one girl that actually asked you this question. Should people continue on their own personal development journey before they attempt FBA?
Yeah, if you don't, I think you're going to fail. I think the only way you can become successful with Amazon FBA is either A, you're already an entrepreneur. That means you've already started a business. You already have your shit together, basically. You know how to live your life in a way that you can have success. If you don't already have that, and let's say you're young, you're in your teens, you're in college, you know, you don't have your shit together, you can start FBA, you're going to fail. Because everyone does, because they don't have their shit together yet. You can't just find a winning product and launch it and start making money. I wish it was that simple. That's exactly what I thought. I thought, pay this guy $10,000, teach me how to sell on Amazon, I'm going to become rich. And he's like, no, dude, you have it all wrong. I'm going to teach you how to become an entrepreneur. And then with those skills, you can become successful at anything that you want. And that's what I recommend everybody do is first, think about, like I said earlier, your goals in life. And then once you have your goals, think about, okay, what do I need to do in order to obtain those goals? Like if your goal is to make $25,000 a month, which that was my goal a few years ago, if that's your goal, you can't wake up at 11 a.m. hungover from the party last night, eat brunch at 1 p.m. after you wait in line for an hour at the restaurant, and then go home and go on TikTok and then spend an hour doing product research because now you sell on Amazon, right? No, that's not how you're going to do it. You have to live healthier. You have to, you know, have a better way of life to allow yourself to have that success.
True. And that's why, man, you look so ripped, man, so muscular.
I used to compete. Now I'm trying to get back. I used to compete a long time ago.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's where I saw you and your partner was like, wow, so beautifully sculpted, man, like David. I was like, wow. I was like, oh wow, man, you're most welcome. And I just want to ask you, right, I'm pretty sure you've met, you know, Derek and a few other people that were your mentors. So can you share with us, like, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received from them?
The best piece of advice, I'll give you two. The best piece of advice that's in the most simplest terms that you could ever think about, and you know, you'll have to really dive deeper into the meaning of it, but it's to think and grow rich, literally, the name of the book. Most people, they just don't think. And when you hear that, and if you're listening to this, you're probably like, I do think, what do you mean? I wake up and I think about things all day. And that's the problem, is you think about the same shit that you don't want in your life. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich because it's telling you to think and grow rich. Now, in order to grow rich, you have to think about the right things. And that starts you in this whole personal development journey. Think about your goals. Think about how to get them. Think about who you need to become. Think about better habits. Think about mentors and podcasts and books. Think of all the right things. Eventually, you'll get to your goal. People think about all the wrong things. They wake up in the morning and it's, oh, fuck, I have to go to work. Oh, I have 30 minutes. You know, let me run to the McDonald's and grab something on the way and rush to work. And now I'm at work and I'm on Twitter. 8 more hours at work. I hate my life. Well, guess what? You're going to keep hating your life for the rest of your life. Now, read the book and you're going to think about, okay, I have work in 2 hours because I woke up early. And what did I do? I worked out and I meditated and I thought about the life I really want in my life. And I envisioned it and I feel so good. I can't wait to go to work today. So when I'm off, I can come home and I can study my Amazon business. I can find my product. I'm so excited to go home from work so I can start working on my Amazon business. And then you get home from work, you go to the gym again, you work out, you come home and you're researching and finding a product. You're happy. The people around you are happy. You eat healthy. You go to sleep. That's how you think and become rich. You have to develop yourself, right? So that's the overall, like, general best piece of advice I could ever give. Now, what my mentor told me was basically that same thing in different forms. Like, Sal, if you want to become a success on Amazon, first you have to become the person you need to be to be able to have that success. And these are the things you have to do to get there. This is what Derek told me. He said, I read these books and I have a vision board on my board, and he showed it to me. He said, this is my vision board, Sal. And you see those two guys right there? I'm going to meet those two guys. You see that guy right there? I'm going to start a business with that guy. You see that car? I'm going to have that car in 3 years. You see that house in Hawaii? It costs $25 million. I'm going to buy that house in Hawaii in 5 years. You see this? You see this? You see this? He showed me all these things in his life. And he said, none of them have happened yet, but they're all going to happen because this is my vision board and I'm going to manifest all of this into reality. And that completely changed my life. I was like, dude, that's what it means to think and grow rich. Think about what you want and then you become rich.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Nice. So for those of you who are tuning in, this tool of advice, please let it sip in your brain, absorb it like a sponge, and then also at the same time, go and execute on your goals. And if you can't and just go step by step, process by process, and of course at the same time create your own vision board like what Derek has done. And I'm pretty sure you will be amazed by what you can achieve in the next 5 years. And Sal, to the main focus of our interview, can you give us a breakdown of the process and timeline for Amazon FBA and sellers?
Yeah, so basically what we do with Amazon FBA is we find products on Amazon by using a software. So there's a software that we use. There's a lot. The one that I use is one that we customized. It's called the FBA Growth Uni. So FBAGrowthUni.com. You go on there and you can actually research and find products in whatever categories you're interested in. Let's say you're a mom and you have babies and you're like, I want to make my own baby brand. Well, you can select the baby category and then enter all the criteria. How much money do you want to make? How competitive should the product be? How many sales do you want to make per month? You can literally type all that information in and click search. And then the software is going to show you all the products on Amazon that meet the exact criteria that you're looking for. So you find one, it says, hey, this product is a baby backpack. It makes 28,000 per month. This is how much competition there is. This is how much it's selling for. And every month they're selling 700 units. All these people are selling 700 units each. So it's a great product. Now you go to Alibaba.com, which is where we buy all our products, and you try to find that product for a cheaper price. So it might be $6 on Alibaba. You go back to Amazon and you see that it's selling for $49.99. That's $50. Well, mm-hmm. you buy it for six, let's say shipping is $4, that's 10. So you're buying it for 10 and you could sell it for 50 on Amazon. Okay, good, yeah. That works. Now, the only other big step is making the product better. You don't wanna just buy the cheap Chinese version and, you know, send it to Amazon. You wanna make your own version, customize it, make a brand. Think about Apple, right? And all these big brands, people buy their products because it's good quality. You want to do the same. You want to make a brand where your customers are going to buy it and they're going to recommend it to their friends and say, hey, I bought Ray's product on Amazon. It was the best one I've ever got. You should buy it. Now you're getting customers from all over the world buying it.
I see. Wow. Interesting. Okay. So you buy from China and then, or maybe other countries. And then after that, you customize them, you make them your own patent. And then after that, you sell it as your brand, for example, rather than selling it as the Chinese brand or Indonesian brand or whichever brand. Okay, understand. Okay, cool. Then, Sal, how do you know what on earth to sell profitably on Amazon when there are over 600 million products, especially when you said you have this, your FBA university has actually the tool software that help you, that software, right, to help you out. So if let's say I've decided to sell, for example, watches, for example, right? So I want to sell watch, and then I find that, wow, there's so many that looks like a Rolex, and I want to sell something similar, like Rolex kind of a model, a Submariner or something like that. So then how do I know that, oh, this one is the right product to sell?
So when you're on the software and you're looking at the watch, you can actually look at exactly how much money all the sellers are making. And you can see how many reviews they have. And you can see when they launched their product. You can see all the data and the software shows you. So if you're thinking about selling that watch and you want to make your own version of it, if everyone on Amazon is making, on average, let's say they're making 28,000 per month selling that product, then that's the average. Some of them might be making 40, 50, and some of them, of course, might be only making $800, like I did my first month, right? So all over the place. But that's the potential. You see the potential that on average, they're doing 28,000. And if the reviews aren't that high, like they're not, 5,000, 10,000, if they're generally in the hundreds, that means that the competition is not that high yet. And you can come in, make your own version, and compete with all of those on Amazon. And over time, you'll get reviews and you can become one of the best ones.
I see. Okay, cool. And how do you find the right supplier to source for your product?
What we do is we get samples shipped to our house. So you always want to test a sample at your house. So when you're on Alibaba, you look at all their listings, all the pictures, and then you click contact supplier. You contact them and let them know, hey, I'm looking for this product. I would like a sample. They'll ship it to you and you can get 3-4 different samples. And then you can see which one is the best one. Then you decide to work with that supplier.
Oh, interesting. So do you have to pay shipping when you are actually getting the supplier to send you?
Yeah, it's usually like $40 to $60 for a sample. So they'll each send you a sample and it'll be like $40 to $60, somewhere around that range typically. And then you have to pay that so you can test out their product. And then the one that you pick, that's the one that you'll actually place your full order with.
I see. Okay, cool. Then how can we actually make our product stand out from the competition?
Yeah, this is super easy. So what we can do is, since you're coming in new, you can look at all the other ones and you can read all the reviews. So you can read all the negative reviews and whatever customers are complaining about. Hey, the watch breaks very easily. The color is not that strong. The strap isn't that sturdy. The logo looks like it's not like properly aligned. You can read all those reviews and then you can take all those and tell the supplier, I want to improve all of this.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And they will help you with it. And you still got to pay them extra money to make it.
You pay them for all the customizations and everything you want to make cycle with it. And then now you have one of the best ones because you read all the reviews, you saw the whole competition, you know the market, and you know you made the best one. Then you put that on Amazon, and now you have a really good chance of doing well.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, this is really interesting. Wow. This makes me want to go and give you a try in Amazon already. Cool. By the way, isn't drop shipping and selling, you know, Amazon FBA, aren't they the same?
So drop shipping, technically it's not allowed on Amazon the way that people do it, because the way people do it is they'll go on like walmart.com, and on Walmart they'll find this baby backpack that's selling for $30. And then they'll go on Amazon and they'll see, hey, that same exact backpack, it's $50 on Amazon. That means if I buy it from Walmart for $30, I can sell it on Amazon for $50 and I never have to touch it, because the person that buys it from Amazon, then I'll take their address and I'll have Walmart send it to them. Amazon doesn't like that. It's not allowed, because you can't buy products from other retailers and send it to Amazon's customers. So, of course, this has improved and people have found ways to get around it. And, you know, there's always going to be illegal stuff going on, but it's not allowed technically.
I see. Okay. Interesting. Okay. At first I thought like, hey, I mean, like we are technically drop shipping because we are actually getting from probably suppliers, but then we are sending it over from our site and it's not from the supplier's end, right?
Yeah, so what we do is we have the supplier send all of it to Amazon. So Amazon has all of our stuff in their warehouse. And now Amazon does all the fulfillment. They talk to the customer. Amazon ships it to the customer. They have full control of everything, which is what they want, because they want the customer to have the best experience. That's why people go on Amazon, because two-day prime shipping, free returns, no hassle. It's like the easiest experience. And Amazon loves that and they don't want to mess it up. That's why people go on Amazon and they don't go to walmart.com and, you know, alibaba.com, because you don't know what you're going to get.
Right. And so how do you actually create A+ content for your brand?
For A+ content, so a lot of the things that we do, we don't actually do it ourselves, because I don't know how to do Photoshop and design and AI graphics and all these things that are out today. Like, I don't know how to do them. So to make our content and to make our listing, all the stuff, you can go on Fiverr.com. That's the easiest way to find people that can, you can outsource all the work. So we just hire someone, maybe it costs $50, $100, and we send them the product photos and then they do all the content for us.
Okay, Cool. Well, so then, how do you prepare for your product launch? Do you have to go into social media to announce to everyone, or how do you actually do about it?
To launch your product, the best thing you can do is just to have a strategy for how you're going to get to page one, because mm-hmm. all the sales on Amazon happen on page one. So when you launch,
right.
you have to think, well, how am I going to get to page one? And Amazon only cares about how many sales you make. So the easiest way is to have some people that you know, whether it's on social media, coworkers, whoever, that can buy your product and leave you a review. And this could be people that you know that they generally just want to buy your product to support you. So you can tell them all, hey, I launched. This is the keyword. It's baby backpack. Can you search this up and then find mine and buy it? And when they do that, that's called a search, find, buy, because they searched for it, they find it, they buy it. Amazon says, oh, a lot of people are buying this one. Let me move this to page one. And now you're on page one, and now you're making all the sales organically.
Oh, okay, cool. And I believe this is how you actually get more ratings, positive reviews for yeah. your product.
Getting to page one is the secret, yeah.
Yeah. And back then when you were actually had, you know, just $800 for your first month, were there a lot of bad reviews for your products, or there's just not many people clicking on the buy?
No, my first product, it actually did bad because it was a product that it had different sizes. Like you can buy a small, medium, or large. And I only made one size. So everyone bought one size. And if it was too big or too small, they would return it and they would say, hey, it doesn't fit my dog. Hey, it doesn't fit my dog. And I kept getting a lot of returns. But the reason I did that was because I didn't have enough money to buy small, medium, and large. So I only made a one size fits all. And that was a bad idea because everybody returned it. They said it doesn't fit, and it was a bad, bad disaster.
Okay, I understand. And so if you were to start selling today, right, would you do things differently as compared to the time when you first started?
The thing I would do the most different would just be to focus a little more on the first product idea, because I didn't spend too much time on the first idea. I did research. I did what my mentor said. He said, this is how you find products. This is the tool. Go ahead and research and find one. I was excited, so I quickly did research. And the first thing I found, I was like, hey, this is cool. I'm going to launch this. And of course, he saw my excitement. He saw that I was really ready to put in the effort. He said, yeah, let's do it. So it could have went well, but I was too excited, right? I should have picked a product that didn't have any sizes. It didn't have any colors. It was just a simple one size fits all product. And I rushed it and I decided to do that one, which ended up being a bad idea.
Okay. Then after that, you changed to a different product rather than have a small, medium, large for that, right?
Yeah, okay. I changed it. Yeah.
Okay. Then, so what's one important advice you would give someone who just started out with Amazon FBA?
Most important advice, or one important advice I can give you, is to try to be the best for your niche. So whether you're selling a baby product, a pet product, a car product, it doesn't matter what it is. Look at all your competitors and aim to be the best one. If you're the best one, you're going to succeed. So there's no way you can fail. If you make the best product that is on Amazon, then you're going to do well. I think a lot of people, they just try to quickly launch a product and let me launch and get on Amazon. And they do it and they become just another basic seller. So don't do that. Don't be basic. Become the best you can become on Amazon. And by focusing on the product quality, making the best product, and then you're going to do well.
Okay, cool. And would you agree with this? Because Grant Cardone actually mentioned to me and my and that was like, best known is better than best. So would you agree that this applies to Amazon FBA as well? If you are best known, better than the best product, you would be way off, in terms of selling your stuff as compared to the best.
Yeah, that's also really, really good advice because even if you don't make the best product, but you do focus on marketing it and getting the word out there and you post it on social media and you do a lot of marketing so everyone knows your product exists, you're going to get a lot of eyes on it, you're going to get a lot of clicks, and you're going to make a lot of money. So that's one way to do it if you want to take the marketing route of I'm going to get everyone to look at my product, then you're going to do well.
Okay, cool. And so if let's say, right, those people who are tuning in, they're new and they already started the journey with you, for example, for your university, and of course they just started off with Amazon business. So what's the best way to know if your business is going to be profitable over the long run? Because some businesses, they can profit like the first month, wow, they make hundreds and thousands of dollars, but then after that it's not sustainable, it just slowly start to crash and all. So how can we know that this is profitable over the long run?
So for every product that you launch, every single month, you can take a look at the sales graph, the sales history, and see how are your sales doing and improving. It should always continue to improve. Like the first month, if you sell 200 units, the second month, you should be selling 300. The third month, you should be selling 400 to 500. Every month, you should make more and more and more sales until eventually that product is selling 2,000 pieces per month. And the reason why that should happen is because you get more and more reviews and more and more and more and more. And every day you get more reviews. And eventually you have hundreds of reviews. When you have hundreds of reviews, your product should be selling a lot of units because that's what customers like. They see 500 reviews. They're like, oh, this is great. I'm going to buy this one. So that's how you can gauge if you're doing well or not is, are you consistently getting reviews and is your sales going up every month?
I see. Okay, cool. So even if, when it has inconsistent month, so you would suggest that you just stay put with that first, or you should jump on to the next product?
I don't think you should drop a product that you've launched unless you're not profitable at all. So if you're just selling just enough to break even, and then the next month you sell just enough and you break even, then you're kind of wasting your time because you're just breaking even 1 month, 2 months. So if it's doing that, it's really slow. Just sell out, just like sell all the units, get rid of it, and start working on a second product.
I see. Okay, cool. And now, as we're coming to the end of our podcast, we have one last question for you. And Sel, I would like to ask you, right? Imagine this, you suddenly lose everything, your money, your assets, and even your reputation. What will you do from day one to day 30 to save yourself?
So the number one thing that we all need to do in order to, start a business and become successful, and what I would do is, number one, get a job as quick as I can because I need to make some money, right? It's not going to be, $100,000 a month. I might only make $1,000 a month. That's fine. But get a job so you can have some income. And getting a job is super easy. If I lost everything, I can go get a regular job anywhere. I can make some money, right? If you can't get a job anywhere, like I was in that situation, I started driving for Uber. So number one, find a way to make money. And there's no excuses for that because you can do DoorDash. If you don't have a car, you can get on a bike and you can deliver DoorDash food. You can find a job. Yep. So I would get a job, I would save money, and while I'm saving, I would educate myself on YouTube and podcasts for free. Because if I lost everything and I had no money, then I have no money to hire a mentor this time. So I'll get all the education I can for free on YouTube and podcasts, and I would pick a niche that I want to get into. So if it's real estate or Amazon or affiliate marketing, I would gain all the knowledge I can from people that are already doing very well. So I would study them, I would take notes, save money. And then as soon as I have enough money, a couple thousand dollars, use that, start a new business and go all in on the business. And then eventually that business will make me more money than that job does. And I would just, put more and more money into it and grow it.
Nice. Okay, cool. And just on a side note, really curious. If let's say, you know, reputation has been smeared in a sense, would you still use your real name, or would you change it to a different name for the time being until you become successful and then come out as yourself?
No, I think I would use the same name so I can show people that, you know, if you go to the bottom and you're completely at the lowest point of your life, like I was a drug addict, drug dealer. I got kicked out of the Air Force. That's terrible, right? My reputation was, I was kicked out of the Air Force. I dropped out of college. I was doing cocaine. Like, I was bad. And I decided I'm going to change my life. And now I'm able to share with everyone and say, hey, look, this is who I was. And now look at who I've become. You know, doesn't matter how bad your life gets. If you want to become successful, you can do it if you just do the right things.
True, I agree with you on that. Wow, thank you so much for all the golden nuggets, the value bombs that you've dropped in this podcast episode. And what's next for you for this and 2023?
Yeah, this year I'm really excited to do more philanthropy. Like, we're supporting a lot of orphanages in Mexico, my partner and I. Like, I'm finding a lot of joy in not just like giving back. Like, to me, you know, sending money to the Red Cross online, I don't like to do that because I don't know what happens to the money. I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I to me, a lot of them are just stealing the money because, you know, a lot of them have been exposed in the past. So,
Yeah,
my type of giving back is to physically go and see the person and help them. So, there's a lot of orphanages in Mexico where, you know, they're like 7-year-old kids that were abused and thrown to the side of the street, and they have no parents and they have nothing. So for them, you know, getting a cookie is like the happiest day of their life. So we like to go there and take them food from Costco and take them to the zoo and just spend time with them and show them that, hey, even though, you know, you were abused and you were left on the side of the street and, you know, it doesn't matter how bad your life gets, here I am saying that I care about you and I'm helping you. So this year I'm doing a lot of that just because it brings me more joy than going to party and going to the club and, you know, all the stuff I did when I was younger. None of that's really exciting anymore. Being able to help people in that way, that's a lot more exciting. So that's what's next this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Wow, awesome. So where can my audience find you? And especially if, let's say, they want to know more about how, you know, they can earn a lot of money through Amazon, how can they connect with you?
My best way to discuss anything with anyone is Instagram. So on Instagram, my username is @Sal_Habibi. That's the best way to contact me for anything and, you know, see more of my posts and engage with me. And I'm pretty active on there.
Awesome. All right. So with that, I would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Of course, thank you, Sal, for all the amazing tips that you have shared with us. All your life experiences have been shared here as well. And for those of you who are tuning in as well, you can actually go to the caption below. There is the Sal's Instagram and, of course, his Amazon FBA University. You can go and check it out as well. And let me know once you enroll in it. And we're going to have a lot of things to talk about when we are inside the course with you. All right. So thanks a lot. And see you guys. Stay tuned for the next episode for the Legacy Show. All right. Take care and bye-bye. Thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of The Legacy Show. I hope it has enlightened you. I hope it has brought you to an epiphany where you realize that this is where you want to go and this is what you want to do. So I hope you will continue to support and also at the same time like, comment and share this episode out to your people, to your family, your friends. And not forgetting that we have just created a Telegram group. It's called the Legacy Show Family. So you can go and check it out and let us know how you find this group is serving you. All right, so with that, I would like to thank you once again. See you and stay tuned for another episode of The Legacy Show.